Today's podcast, we're going to discuss mental health awareness. Mental health awareness in the African American community is real. A lot of us don't go seek help because we're afraid. We're scared that when you go seek help that you'll be considered crazy, which is definitely not true. You know, I first discovered that I had an illness 3 years ago. I would notice that my mood would sometimes change. One minute I would be happy, one minute I would be sad, one minute I would be crying for no apparent reason, wondering like, why am I crying? And you know, and it was just, I don't know what was going on, but I knew something wasn't right. So, you know, I took it upon myself to go to my doctor, my primary care physician, and say, hey, I'm noticing a change in my behavior. I feel depressed. I feel like I'm having racing thoughts. My anxiety was getting the best of me. Like, what can I do? I don't like this feeling. So just because you go seek help doesn't mean you're crazy. It means that you're wanting to make yourself better before it gets worse. So, and my reason for doing this podcast on mental health awareness, letting, you know, the young people know out there that it's okay to go ask for help. It doesn't make you less of a person. I used to always, before I decided to go get help, I always wanted to know, you know, wonder, what would people think of me? Would they think that I'm crazy? But I had to realize within myself, this is for me. This is to help me get myself together, for me to, you know, continue to remain on the right track. So my doctor, he referred me to a psychiatrist. So the first thing that came in my head was the words that we all say, I'm not crazy. Just because you go see a psychiatrist does not mean you're crazy. Everybody that goes to see a psychiatrist is not crazy. Some people just need people, other people to talk to. They don't judge them. They don't know them. And that's, some people feel comfortable talking to someone else about their problems because they don't feel like they're going to be judged. Me, I would have my, you know, my discretion on whether or not that I wanted to go see the psychiatrist. So I had to think about it, you know, a whole lot. And certain things that I had that I in within me that I wasn't ready to talk about within my life. And I realized that a lot of these things that I had bottled up over the course of the years, it just manifested and manifested to the point that I got to where I was at the doctor's office, dealing with anxiety, dealing with depression, also diagnosed with bipolar manic depression with mood disorder. And that is real. That is something real. And most people aren't going to know how to deal with you. I've lost friends. I've some family members because of this illness. And now that I went and sought help, I can actually say that it gets better day by day. Sometimes I do still have my moments where I feel like, you know, I'm down or whatever, but I have to tell myself, you know, sometimes, you know, motivate my own self when there's no one there to motivate me when I'm stuck in those moods. I have to motivate myself to, hey, get up. You're stronger than this. You can't let it beat you because you are stronger than the illness. And I pray a lot. And I, you know, in the beginning, I didn't want to take the medicine. The side effects from the medicine was like, ugh, the worst side effects in the world to me. I felt like the side effects that I was having were way worse than what I want to be seen for. So, you know, I had to get over the hump of dealing with the side effects from the medicine, the nausea, the lack of appetite, the losing weight, just not feeling like myself. And I guess for me, that would have become my new normal because I was so used to being how I was without any medication. I considered that to be normal. But once I got on my medicine, that became my new normal. So I'm saying this to say, if you feel within yourself that you may have a mental health issue, or you may be going through depression or anxiety, it is best if you don't want to go talk to someone or be put on medicine, it's best that you let those things out. You have to release those things. I consider those things demons. They just hold on to you and just eat you up slowly but surely. And, you know, and it's not good. It's not healthy for your health. So in the African American community, mental health awareness is real. And I am going to be an advocate of it because I personally suffer from it myself. As I explained, you know, a portion of my story, I'm able to do that now. Before, I wouldn't tell anybody what was going on with me. I would just hold it all in and let it manifest, and it just manifested into the depression, and manifested into the anxiety, and manifested into a mood disorder, and manifested into me having bipolar disorder. Doesn't feel well. Nobody knows how you feel. You, one minute you up, one minute you down. You know, it doesn't feel good. It's like a yo-yo effect. You want to be happy, but then yet you're sad. It's like you're playing tug of war with yourself. So, other coping mechanisms, like I stated, speak with someone, exercising, go for walks, change your diet, just everything, you know, anything, all those things I just named help me. Stay drama free. That doesn't, you know, being in the midst of a bunch of chaos only makes your situation worse. Having positive people around is a must. And if you don't have anybody, or if you're by yourself, you know, I read self-help books, watch YouTube videos, watch, if you're not able to get to church, I watched, you know, T.D. Jakes got me through a lot of it, watching some of his sermons online. So, I mean, if anybody has any questions or, you know, would like to discuss things on the podcast with me, hit me up. I'm open for all feedback, positive and negative, constructive criticism. I am open to that. And again, it's the Cherry Bomb Chronicles signing out.